WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. After the bombshell Supreme Court opinion outlawing affirmative action in college admissions, two more major opinions are expected today.
The Supreme Court will decide whether some businesses can refuse to serve LGBTQ customers on account of free speech. It's a case with major implications for anti-discrimination laws across the country, and they'll decide the fate of President Biden's student debt forgiveness plan. More than 43 million Americans are eligible for relief under that plan, but is it legal? The Supreme Court will let us know what they think.
ABC's Devin Dwyer. New York Congressman George Santos due in court today, facing a 13-count indictment for fraud, money laundering, and theft of public funds. And in Florida, a not guilty verdict for Scott Peterson, the former school resource officer cleared of charges accusing him of failing to protect students and staff killed in the Parkland School massacre in 2018. This is ABC News. 4th of July celebrations are right around the corner, and some cities are considering alternatives to traditional fireworks shows.
In 2021, a group of 150 fire scientists released a warning against using fireworks in the West. Because of the drought, of course. Many Western cities, like Flagstaff, Arizona, have banned or limited firework use for those reasons. Some have shifted their celebratory sparkle to environmentally friendly options, like drones or laser lights. Research shows that even beyond increasing the fire risk and damaging the air quality, particles released by fireworks can be just directly bad for our health, especially for people with respiratory conditions like asthma, COPD, or pulmonary disease.
ABC News Chief Meteorologist Ginger Z. Four pro football players have been suspended for allegedly betting on NFL games last season. They include Isaiah Rodgers and Rashad Berry of the Indianapolis Colts. A league source says an investigation found no evidence of game manipulation. Justin Finch, ABC News.
Dynio Clay Products in Green Bay salutes our emergency first responders. That's law enforcement, firefighters, and medical professionals for their commitment and bravery. They're willing to put their lives on the line for us with little or no thanks. This thank you is from Dynio Clay Products in Green Bay, your brick, stone, and fireplace experts since 1914. You can give them a call at 920-498-8549. You can visit online at gagnonclayproducts.com. They're saying thank you to all of our first responders.
The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Wachs has a track record of making life-changing, positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs, 855-954-1186.
Calling to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Albaugh Show on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Mino and the Mayor right here on a beautiful Friday morning, WGBW, 97.9 FM, 1590 AM. The air's not so bad out there today. What did you think?
No, it's much better.
Much better.
I walk to work here because I live close in the neighborhood.
You never walk to work.
Yes, I tell you that. I only live like 6 blocks from our studio, which is, we're the talk of Green Bay, and I'm so glad we got our next guest.
You know what you should do?
What's that?
What you should do, why don't you do this? Because you're always talking about your dog. You've got like the greatest dog in the world, according to you. And why don't you do this? Knock out two stones in one. Walk here with him in the mornings. Let him just kind of sit around here and then walk him home.
Oh, he would love that.
Why don't you do that?
I'll talk to him about it.
Okay.
Milton. He's awesome. Bernadoodle.
Although, I don't know. Does he walk very much? Because when I've been in your car and you got blankets all over that car for him.
He loves riding in the car, man.
Seems
looking
like a
out the window. He's a little spoiled.
He slobbers a little bit on the dash, though, doesn't he?
He does.
I got to be honest with you. When I rode with you, I thought, oh, okay. No disrespect.
He does. I go to PDQ, but he does. He slobbers
a little
bit. And I just, I don't know.
That's good, though. That's his only notice
fault.
Me doing it.
That's his only fault. Yeah, okay. It's him or you, so
all right.
I'll take Milton. Hey, anyway, we're—
Very special guest. Go ahead.
We do. And this is WGBW, the talk of Green Bay. But our next guest is like the read of Green Bay. You know, we're the talk of Green Bay because surveys had shown that—
Survey show
that really, but really, Johnny, Civic talked about there's this need for local information, local content, to really people don't the resources that we used to have. I think we used to have two daily papers here in Green Bay, and now we don't. And we have.
I used to read when I was at the radio station years ago. I would read 4 papers a day: Milwaukee Journal, Milwaukee Sentinel, News Chronicle, and Press Gazette. 4 a day,
right?
Yeah,
I love reading the paper. I would get the Press Gazette and the News Chronicle. Now I get still get the Press Gazette. I'm not sure why. Sometimes I do the Business News. We got to get them on.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Read that. That's a good. That's Dickman's paper.
Yeah,
that's a good paper. I get the Compass, and now I've really enjoyed getting the Press Times. And the editor, I called him and I'm like, hey, look, we got this new show starting in Green Bay, and our goal is local education, local content, and you guys are doing a great job. I love your paper, and would you come on the show? And he's like, yeah, I'd love to talk to you about it. So, yeah, I thank you for coming in.
Why don't you introduce him?
I will. Mike is but I don't really know your background that well. I know you have a great paper, and that's why I called you. But welcome to our show. Thank you for what you're doing, and I don't know if you're comfortable sharing with our listeners, but you've done a terrific job with this paper. I mean, you bought this thing, what?
2017.
Right. And here we are.
Although it is a legendary family that's got this. I mean, yeah. Legendary.
Yeah. But Johnny.
The Wood family.
Stagnant, declining sales. And they have grown fivefold since 2017. And it just tells you people, there's a need for this. People want local content. And, there are some radio shows, but a lot of it is music, and some of the talk radio have gone more national now. And look, people want to know, you know, who's doing Wheel of Fortune and what Hunter Biden has on his laptop. But Johnny and I don't care about that. I mean, well, I don't say we don't care
about
it.
I do care about what he has on his laptop right here next to me. Because he's always hiding that from me.
Did you notice my laptop's turned a little bit?
Turned way over.
But what we're here for, and why we love your newspaper, is we're connecting with people on a local level with issues and with sports and with entertainment. And Mike, welcome. Tell us a little bit about yourself and how things are going.
Longest introduction you've ever had.
Well, I appreciate it, and thank you for asking me to come on here.
Absolutely.
But, yeah, I'll give you a little bit of background of how the Press Times came about. And I started, Frank and Agnes Wood started the Denmark Press back in 1953.
Wow.
And long story short, he and his wife started the, back in the day when the Press Gazette was locally owned, they went on strike, and this was in the early 70s, and they had a union, and the union formed the Green Bay Daily News, if you remember that. And the Daily News...
That one I don't, to be honest with you.
Yeah, okay. I should have brought a copy in. So the Daily News...
Because I think it was about 74, wasn't it?
72.
72, okay.
Yep, 1972, the Press Gazette went on strike, and they continued the Press Gazette, but then the strikers did the Green Bay Daily News. And Frank Wood at the time had a free paper on Saturday called the Brown County Chronicle.
Okay.
And what happened is after about a year, the strikers ran out of money, reached out to Frank and said, Frank, would you buy this? And long story short, he did. He bought it and then continued the Brown County Chronicle, but then took the Daily News name and named it the News Chronicle, and came out Saturday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 6 days a week. And for years... the Gage family owned the Press Gazette in Green Bay, and Frank and I think it was Mike Gage had a really good relationship. They'd talk on the phone about the newspaper business, and then Gannett started buying up mid-sized towns.
Absolutely.
And this was back in the late 80s, early 90s, and their strategy was to buy mid-sized towns where they had a monopoly. And at the time we had the News Chronicle, Gannett owned 90 daily newspapers in the United States. 89 of their markets were monopolies. The only place they had competition was in Green Bay. And I'm probably getting too deep in the weeds here.
No, this is a good story.
So for years, we started battling Gannett. Now, the News Chronicle was the morning paper. The Press Gazette was the afternoon paper. Yep. And the Press Gazette was a really good paper.
Phenomenal.
They put out an excellent product. And part of that
tremendous sports pages.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Yeah, and, great writers.
Do you remember when they used to, their high school sports, they would cover all the stats of every sport, and, you know, but anyway.
It was that's when I was in TV doing sports. I mean, that was like a must read every single day, because all your research you could get almost just from opening the paper.
And
huge staff was just great.
Part of the reason why it was such a good paper is because it had competition. Yeah. It had to put out a better paper. As an example, in Springfield, Missouri, there's a Gannett paper. And back in the day, the Press Gazette had 90,000 subscribers on Sunday. This is before the internet.
Sure.
And there was a paper in Springfield, Missouri that was owned by Gannett that had 40,000 subscribers. But they would get more money for advertising in Springfield for a full page, like, say, $3,000 from a car dealer, than up here in Green Bay. Green Bay could only get $2,000, even though it had twice the circulation, but it was because there was competition.
Got it.
And that's what kept Frank Wood going, is he wanted to have two voices in town, and he wanted to save the businesses of Green Bay a lot of money. And what happened is Gannett, after a while, just got tired of us being around, so they went after us. They would go to a grocery store and say to this grocery store, hey, last year you spent $100,000 with us. It's going to be a 5% increase, $105,000. But if you use us as your exclusive exclusive print product, we'll give you the program for $80,000. And so they tried to starve us of cash. This was back in 1989-90. This is when I started with the company. And Frank Wood came out with a series called It's Now or Never, and then a guy named Dick McCord wrote a book called The Chain Gang, which you can still buy today on Amazon. And it was all about our battle against Gannett and Gannett trying to create a monopoly in all of its markets. And four movie companies, Castle Rock Entertainment, HBO Pictures, 20th Century Fox, and I always forget the fourth, thought about, contacted the author about doing a movie. Nothing ever happened, but if you've met Frank Wood, he's about 6'4". He looked like Sean Connery. I thought that would have been perfect.
Oh, but, my God, that's awesome.
But anyway, fast forward, back in 2012, Gannett came after us hard again. Actually, 2004, I'm sorry, came after us hard again. And at this time, Frank, you know, was using his personal money to keep things going. And Gannett ended up buying our paper, which shocked a lot of people.
Yeah.
Well, go ahead, Jim.
I just want to say it disappointed a lot of people, too. I mean, because Frank was on record of saying, you know, I'll never sell to the Gannett. And many of us like two papers, and those of us who are capitalists love competition. You know, I think some of the biggest problems we have in this country are caused by monopolies, right? Competition is good, like you talked about. The competition really, really helps the consumer.
Absolutely.
That's who wins with competition.
Well, in media sales, that's a notorious business for what you just said, that strategy.
Yeah.
Notorious for that. No question about it.
Yeah. But I really enjoyed both papers. Like I was telling Johnny earlier in the week, I just love reading papers because my dad did that. I kind of grew up with him reading the paper. It's my morning thing. I love the two papers, you know, one in the morning, one when you come home from work. And but
you know what I miss? Political cartoonists.
Well, yes. You had some of the best. Well,
Lyle Leahy.
Oh, my God.
I wish he was still alive. Yeah, oh, I did too.
Great stuff.
I know.
But Joe Heller, who was with the Press
Gazette. Joe Heller, fantastic.
He's with us now. I mean, he syndicates.
Yeah, he is. You talk about a special talent.
Oh, my God.
I mean, how they can capture. And going back in history, that's always been one of the big things in
that Joe Heller's
in
awesome.
Journalism history.
And even that 9/11 thing, you know, he published that picture. I, of course, I have that framed in my office. But I didn't mean to interrupt. I'm sorry. But that was just disappointing. It was just not. It would be like Kraft buying Schneider.
A lot of people were shocked. Like, and here's how that happened, Jim. So we had Frank had developed a good relationship with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel at that time. They're owned by Gannett now, but at that time they were employee owned, and he had built a good relationship with the publisher there and the editor. And we started putting out a Sunday product with the Milwaukee Journal, where we wrapped the Milwaukee Journal with the News Chronicle on Sunday, where it would be all local news from us, and then the best paper in the state, the Milwaukee Journal, inside.
Absolutely,
So when he started digging into his own money and Gannett was coming after us incredibly hard, you know, we had two real estate guides because we had a paper in Door County too. Gannett would go after him. This, if you remember the day.
The Advocate?
Yes, the Door County Advocate. We own the Door County Advocate. We also own the paper in Kewaunee County, which Algoma, Luxembourg, Kewaunee, which we just bought back from Gannett. And they were in a news desert for 20 years because that paper was only doing basically regional news. We've come out with it now. We direct mail it to over 10,000 homes in Kewaunee County. We're going off to the side here, but the community is consistently thanking us for covering high school sports again, local news again. It was a news desert for 20 years.
I was just going to say that you won't find an area in Northeast Wisconsin more fanatical about their local sports than that area. When we do a high school football game that we televise on Channel 32, the people in Kewaunee go crazy over having us in town, and they're so appreciative. They are such rabid local sports people in that entire area you're talking about. So, you're giving them what they've always wanted.
Mike, we really appreciate what you and Pat are doing. We want to hear more about it. Stick around. You can stick around.
Sure.
Okay, great.
We're going to set a quick break. Mino and the Mayor, back after this.
All right.
Achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Walks, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Walks today, 855-954-1186.
Calling to win, Gingras Thompson & Walks, GTWLawyers.com.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Here's your updated forecast. Highs around 86 today under mainly clear skies. Winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies. Tonight, lows level off around 64. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again. Tomorrow, highs around 83. Upper 70s. Sunday, turning warmer on Monday with highs in the low 80s. To recap, high of 86 today. Lows level off around 64 tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 68.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude.
6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On WGBW.
Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor. Here on a beautiful Friday morning downtown Green Bay on the City Deck. Carly, what music is that? Because Carly goes out of it when he found out they're having a newspaper person in. He finds out, you know, something that's apropos. So what have we got for that one, Carly? Oh, he's taped it to me.
Steely Dan?
Oh, Steely Dan.
I got that right. John, I got that right.
You
Steely
did?
Dan. I get tickets for the fireworks.
Okay.
We're going to get to that a little bit here. We're WGBW. We're the Talk of Green Bay.
Mike Hollihan, General Manager of Press Times.
The Press Times. So you can listen to some things and you can sure read about it. And not a better venue to read about it than the Press Times. And Mike, continue your story on how...
I love that history.
Right. It was great. It is great.
Yeah, I'll fast forward it out. So long story short, we ended up selling all the papers again and we kept a few things, a printing plant down in Milwaukee, and in addition to that, an automotive magazine, which you could pick up at grocery stores, gas stations, if you're looking to buy a car. And that struggled because the internet came along, right?
Yeah.
So fast forward.
I used to pick that up all the time.
Oh, very good.
I loved that. Yeah. Looking at the old cars, I always wanted to buy a GTO.
Yeah.
Right. So I'd always be looking at that.
So I'll fast forward to 2012. The Pat Wood, when Frank passed away, Pat Wood got us back into the newspaper business. He bought from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel papers throughout central Wisconsin. A lot of paid papers that had been around since the 1800s, Wapaka, Clintonville, New London, etc.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing that we were missing is in Green Bay. And I'm born and raised in Green Bay.
Where'd you go to high school?
Green Bay Promontre, 1983 grad. Yep.
Nice.
Yep.
That was kind of the heyday for them in sports and everything, right?
Oh my gosh, yes. Yeah.
Didn't they have great baseball or great basketball teams, great football teams?
Yep. The only Green Bay school that has a state basketball championship. Roy Smits was the coach.
That's
back
right.
In 1982.
I remember Roy.
Yeah.
Good friend of mine, Paul Denny, was a great athlete
Paul's,
for them.
Paul, my dad said Paul was probably one of the best athletes he's ever seen play football.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah.
He was unbelievable. When they had run that option, he went to the University of Minnesota, kind of got hurt. He's still in town here. He's a great guy, great friend of mine, but he was a phenomenal athlete.
Yep, he was. So when we bought all those papers from the Journal Sentinel, I had mentioned to Pat Wood one day, I said, Pat, I said, the Gannett continues to become more of a regional company and a regional newspaper and USA Today paper and all their markets. It'd be great to get back into Green Bay. Well, Lois Obinger in 1970 had started the Ashwaubenon Press, which she used to Mike's mom.
Yeah.
And when she passed away, Mike took it over and he was the village president of Ashwaubenon.
Right.
And I said to Pat, we should reach out to Mike and see if he'd be open to selling to us. And at that time, the paper was called the Ashwaubenon Howard Suamico Press. And so we called up and reached out to Mike and we didn't hear from him. Well, 6 months goes by and we find out that he was not doing well. He kept that kind of quiet and he passed away. Well, then a little bit of time goes by and my daughter played soccer and I'm in Howard at a soccer game. And a former employee of the News Chronicle is there telling me, you're never going to guess what I'm doing, Mike. I'm helping Annette Obinger, Mike's wife, with the books, with the paper, because she's a school teacher by trade, and so I'm helping her out, and she's going through the passing of her husband. And I said, well, look, if it's ever too much for her, have her call me. We'll buy the paper. Well, that was on a Sunday. Monday morning, I got a call from Annette. And a week later, I put her in touch with Pat. We bought the paper.
Awesome.
And at that time, Pat and I knew that we wanted to get back into covering all of Greater Green Bay. And so what we did is we renamed it, because I would go out and visit with people saying I'm with the press, and they'd be like, Press Gazette?
Yeah.
So the original name was called the Ashwaubenon Times when they started in 1970. So we went to the past and then to the current, the Press Times, and it made Times more prevalent, prevalent in the logo. And we launched Indy Pier, was our first from Ashwaubenon, Howard, Swamico, Hobart. We launched Indy Pier, and we met with Mike Walsh. And the first, we used the post office's Every Door Direct Mail program, which is 100% of every home and apartment. We did a sampling of the paper. And we did that twice. The first one had Mike on the cover and a paper fit for the mayor, you know. And we told Mike, and we were true to word, that we're going to start covering city council in De Pere. We're going to start covering school board for West De Pere, for De Pere, and high school sports. And after two samplings, you guys, two samplings, we had over 600 new subscribers.
Wow. Yeah.
So we're like, okay, people are hungry.
You're
for
giving
local
them what they want.
In
That's the
sports.
Key to business. Give them what they want. Yeah. Don't so, try to force it.
So then we just you know, burned the bridges, hired more reporters, and said we're going to cover all of Brown County and all the high schools. And it's been nothing but phenomenal. So our philosophy is once a week in print, daily online. And what happened is in 2017, I was talking to Jim about this earlier. When we bought the paper, it had 2,300 subscribers. And you're not going to hear this anywhere in the United States, I don't think. We now are just under 10,000 subscribers, wow. Which is
incredible.
Unbelievable. Every week we gain new subscribers. And at some point, I think we're going to reach a tipping point. I don't think the days of getting the 90,000 because of the internet.
Right.
But I think we can get to 15, maybe 20,000 paid subscribers.
Right.
Because we're at the farmers markets on Wednesday and Saturday. We're at UWGB basketball game. We've become the official paper of the city of Green Bay, of the city of De Pere, of all the municipalities. We've become the official paper of all school districts. Go ahead, Jim.
I just want to say that's significant, because that's a council vote, because the local governments, the local municipalities are obligated to publish things. And, you know, that's a state law that you have to publish things. And it was always Gannett, Gannett, Gannett. And somebody said, hey, look, what about the Press Times? I mean, this is the local paper. And, you know, we kind of got to support them a little bit, but that's not the reason. But people are reading that paper, and they enjoy that paper. So the city council, I was mayor then, we switched from...
Hail Caesar!
We switched from the Gannett to you guys, and that was a great move. And we're getting the word out. And is every municipality, is every Ashwaubenon, De Pere,
every municipality
is with you guys?
Yep.
Awesome.
Yep.
That's anyway. Go ahead.
Can I go back to your Promontre days?
Oh, sure.
Did you have Sarge Bateen for ROTC?
I did not do ROTC, but okay. Sarge was there.
Yep. Isn't he great? He's actually featured in my book, my most recent book.
Oh, that's awesome.
50 Strong. Yeah.
Okay, John, I did ROTC.
Did you?
I did
you have Sarge Bateen?
At St. Norbert.
Oh, okay.
I'd say no, but anyway, go ahead. You're the
sure,
guest.
No. So
you're growing. You're gone from 2,300 to over 10,000.
Yeah, well,
that's
just
phenomenal.
Under 10,000. But the idea, what we're doing is it's hyper local. So we're covering city council, school board meetings, and high school sports. Well, I can get into it a little bit more on how.
I don't want to hear where this is going to go, because there's some people who think it's over. Right?
Exactly.
And
we have a plan.
Paper. You do have
paper.
A plan.
Yep.
Oh, yes,
paper
yeah.
news. Yeah.
I want to also touch on that story that was done by 60 Minutes that talked about with the lack of local information, people don't run for office. There's more corruption. Yeah.
Exactly.
The budgets get bloated because they're not being held accountable. And that's one of the reasons we're here. All right.
We got
thanks for being
break.
Here, Pat.
We'll be back with more right after this.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Town Call.
On WGBW.
Thank you.
Welcome to the Main Street Cafe. You are in Bloomer, a few miles north of Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin. A small town, 3,000 people, but there are big things happening at the cafe.
Every year, on the average of about 150,000
pies. 150,000
pies
and more than 65 varieties made, sold, and enjoyed here. But can you guess which is the most popular pie choice in Wisconsin? Apple, cherry, or pumpkin? The answer coming up.
Most of it's made by hand. The taste, the flavor. We use real Wisconsin dairy products.
Real dairy products, including free ice cream on your pie and free refills of milk. It's something cafe owner Donnie Stoik likes to brag about.
The horn I like too. We do that every day, not just during June.
As we wrap up our celebration of June Dairy Month, did you guess? Cherry pie is the Wisconsin favorite, according to Instacart. Now we want to know yours and who makes it. Go to our Civic Media Facebook page to share your answers. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's not just about the barrels in construction. Highway projects are community investments. So do your part. Stay alert, eliminate distractions, and mind your speed. Every driver makes a difference. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
What is the grand prize? Is it a fabulous cash prize?
You definitely get to take home the cheese. I know that.
I hope so. Humans aren't necessarily logical creatures. Maybe it is.
Thrill-seeking.
It's the thrill of the cheese and the bragging rights.
The first person across the line wins and gets to keep the cheese.
And that's it.
And I think that's it.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Back, Mino and the Mayor here on a beautiful Friday morning, the talk of Green Bay. Having a great time talking about newspapers and the history of newspapers in Green Bay and everything like that with Mike Hollerhan. And it's one of those situations, too, like you know, I was growing up in the UP, tiny little town, and we'd get the Press Gazette and Milwaukee Journal only on weekends, like on a Sunday, you know, to follow the Packers. And it just seems so big time. I mean, we had the Marquette Mining Journal, which was cool, and the Nagani Iron Herald, you know, these small town kind of places and everything like that. But that was, I still remember that. It's like, you know, to me, growing up there, this whole Green Bay area and Milwaukee area seemed like just a mecca. I mean, it's like, you know, the Golden Cities or something like that. And there was, I remember reading like, oh man, Bud Lee.
Oh yeah.
And all those
Milwaukee Journal.
Yeah. And the Green Bay Press Gazette, who had just great sports writers and everything. And it was just, it was, I guess what I'm saying is newspapers were really big around this area. It's because like when I lived in Flint, Michigan, you know, the Detroit Free Press, you know, there's a certain thing where a community is really reflected through its media. And that's before TV news got really big. And newspapers were that reflection.
Well, sorry, Jim, go ahead.
They were. I just want to say, Johnny, as much as that has changed. The people really haven't. There's still that need for local content.
Right.
I want to know about the community that I live in. What's
right.
going on? And we've lost that. I mean, everything is all this federal stuff and state. And look, we live in the state. We gotta pay attention to it. But we need more than that. I mean, look, the way our garbage is picked up isn't Democrat or Republican, and the investment that's being made in the community, and what's going on, like even what's going on with in the nonprofit world. What this stuff isn't being covered, and it's being lost, and we need people, and I think people want to be engaged in their community. I really believe that. So, Mike, you're doing a great job with the Press Times. Tell us, like, you know, where's this all going to end up, or where do you think it's all going?
Sure, I'll give you a little bit of breakdown on what we're covering and why we cover it, and then I'll talk about where I feel the future newspapers are.
Great.
You know, to your point, garbage men aren't political. You know, when they, I can't. Your point was really good, because here's the thing: is during the middle of the pandemic, we did a survey. We did it online and in our paper, and one of the questions that we had on there is, our reporting fair and unbiased? 98% of the respondents said yes, which we hold that to be, we're very proud of that, because this day and age, all we want to do is report the news. And we don't want to go left. We don't want to go right. We just want to report the news. Oh, go ahead, John.
Wow. No, that's exactly what Jim and I want to do with this show. We don't want to be one side or the other. We want to be right to the other. So go ahead.
I want to underscore that, because the parent company people may have an image of something, and when we went down to Madison and talked to these people, and they're like, look, we want local content. Johnny, we were very clear with them. We are nonpartisan. We are all about Green Bay. And they said, look, we just want someone to advocate for Green Bay. And we said, we're your guys.
And I almost feel like with some of those types of things, you're just preaching to your own choir.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's Anyway. But I didn't mean to interrupt with that.
Sure. No. So back to the paper. So from a news standpoint, you know, we're covering the school board meetings, the city council meetings, and 9 out of 10 times we're the only media at these meetings,
right.
village board meetings, and then high school sports, covering we're there for the games during the year, the girls soccer, the boys football, girls basketball. High school sports is tremendous, and then in addition to that, we're the official newspaper of UWGB athletics. We cover St. Norbert's. And the one thing that we were missing is really heavy in the arts and entertainment, and about a year ago we started the City Pages, which is our arts and entertainment piece of the Press Times. Our editor of the paper is Chris Leonard. Our head of sports is Tori Wittenbrock. And then Janelle Fisher heads up, as she is the editor of City Pages. And what City Pages is, my mom likes it better than the regular part of the paper. It's, if you want to know what's going on in the greater Green Bay area, arts and entertainment-wise, if you pick up a copy of the Press Times with City Pages in it, it's comprehensive of everything that's going on. This weekend, you know, we're working with On Broadway with the downtown, you know, the fireworks, the feature stories on that. But then, you know, we feature local artists, local musicians. We feature local restaurants. We have one of the best parts of that is called the Big Guide, where Janelle will aggregate data for it, where if you want to know where the bands are, if you want to know where the food, what food trucks are out, when the farmers markets are, if you want to know what to do with your family, it's all in the Big Guide, Arts and Entertainment. And that has taken our paper to the next level, because now we have the arts and entertainment, we have the sports, and we have the news. Now, this is where, you know, in my opinion, and Pat Wood feels the same way, the future of newspapers is that we don't believe that it should go 100% digital. I'll use an example. I dropped my daughter off before she had her driver's license at Green Bay Notre Dame one day, and I handed her 10 Press Times, and I said, Maya, why don't you hand these out to your friends in school, which I knew she wouldn't. She's like, I'm not going to do that, Dad. You know, but I said, you know what? I said, when you get to be 35, 40 years old, you're going to be so sick of your phone. You're going to be so sick of it. You're going to love getting one of these papers once a week in the mail on the weekends and reading it on the deck with your coffee. She said, Dad, I'm sort of sick of my phone already.
Yeah.
And so I believe, you know, that it isn't a push to all digital. I believe you should use each for its own strength. So the daily online, so if there's a fire, you can put that online right away.
Sure.
High school sporting event, you put it online right after the game. You interview the kid that got
during
a hat trick.
During the game.
Even during the game. Yeah. You're right, John. And then on the weekend, they get a paper that's a local news magazine. Forget the national news. You can get all your national news on your phone. You don't need to do that. So daily online, weekly in print. And at some point in time, they'll be exclusive online and exclusive in print. But the print part is like something that you can hold on all week long. The sports are more like Sports Illustrated feature stories about high school athletes, college athletes. The news, because we're the only ones that are mainly covering a lot of school board and city council, that's new news throughout the whole week. And then, you know, just the city pages itself. So go ahead.
I just want I'm one that reads the paper, as you know, and my dad read the paper, and I just think it's great that it sits, you drink your coffee and read it. The other thing I want to say about the newspaper is there aren't all those damn commercials. I mean, my gosh,
that does pay the bills, Jim.
But I don't have to read every ad. I mean, I love your advertisers. I support your advertisers. I do look at that to support them, but I support a lot of them anyway. But no, what I'm saying is, if I don't want to read the ad, I can go on to the story. Whereas in TV, you're forced to listen to this for, you know, for 30% of the time is commercials. That's too much for me. So I just think there's a lot of advantages. I don't feel like I'm being force fed when I read your paper. I can skip over articles. Or the other thing is somebody that, you know, John's IQ's, you know, or John's GPA was much less than mine, but sometimes you got to read an article twice.
What was your GPA, Mike?
I'm sorry,
you're breaking up.
Yeah, I think something tells me.
Call back when you get closer, caller.
John, you can add ours together, and his was still higher. But what I'm saying is that sometimes you might miss a story on TV or even on the radio, whereas if you read the press times, you can go back and read it again. And I don't know. I'm a big fan of your paper. I told you that on the phone, and I'm glad you're doing what you're doing. So you think the future's solid?
I do. I really do. You know, there is a hunger for local news, local sports, local arts and entertainment. Gone are the days where you should be printing any national news in a paper anymore, because you can get that for free online as it's happening. And, you know, we have other papers in other markets throughout the state. We're based here in Green Bay downtown, but we have papers in Waupaca, Clintonville, New London. We just purchased a paper in Eagle River. Iron County, the Iron County Reporter, John, up in the UP. We just
Absolutely.
Bought that paper.
So do you, this, Mike, with this reporting and, you know, maybe it, do you guys dig deep? You know, like you had a guy that worked for you, Tom Murphy, pencil in the ear.
I'm glad you brought this up because
he was awesome.
Yeah. So, you know, as we're discussing the state of journalism, one of the things that's happened is Microsoft about 3 years ago reached out to seven entities, regions, I should say, in the United States. We were one of them here in Green Bay, where they said they want to help out local journalism. So they financially supported a reporter essentially for 3 years for us, along with the Press Gazette, the Post Crescent, Wisconsin Public Radio. And they said the main thing is they have to do hyper local news. And with that grant winding down, we saw what a difference it makes, because we worked with UWGB, where their communications program, they sent six students to our office every Tuesday and Wednesday, and these interns for us then actually proofread the papers on Tuesday and Wednesday, wrote stories for us, and the growth that we saw of them was off the charts. So we reached out to Aaron Popke at the Packers and then Nicolet Bank as well to ask them if they would be interested in getting behind this. And so now the Green Bay Packers and Nicolet Bank are helping fund an internship program, and we've extended it to St. Norbert's as well. So we now have every semester, and in the summer less, but in every semester we have nine interns from between UWGB and St. Norbert's that come in. They learn the trade, not just in the classroom, and then when they graduate and they're sitting across the table to you, Jim, or you, John, and saying, well, you know, I'm interested in writing for your company. In fact, here's some of the work I've done. I've covered high school sports, or I've covered city council meetings. Here's examples. It's incredible.
That's
experience.
A great program.
Would you still encourage someone to go into journalism?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. I mean, because what you said, Jim, and I don't know if it was off the air, but maybe it gets into the 60-minute thing that we can talk about, is that we need to be covering school board, city council. People, if you're not covering that, that's where corruption happens. Oh. And so that's the other thing, John, is these college students come in, and many of them just get blown away by what real news reporting is.
Yeah.
Because somebody will be like looking at their phone and saying, oh my God, this is happening. And I'll be like, look at the source. It's somebody's blog, you know.
Absolutely. Where
that 60 minutes. I think that's really important for a guy that spent a lot of years in local politics, is fewer people run because they've lost that local connection on information and what's going on. And you talk about the corruption, but there's also things that pass that maybe need a little bit more discussion, you know?
A little more scrutiny,
like a 0.5% sales tax in the middle of the night, you know? Like, that is not a good idea. I mean, maybe it is, but boy, that something like that needs discussion. And You guys are the ones that bring that to the forefront. And we've lost a little of that in Green Bay, Brown County, Northeast Wisconsin. And, you know, with your efforts and hopefully with Civic Media and Johnny and I working this, that just engage people. I mean, we don't want to make people mad. We don't want people calling in and, oh, this, right, left. And we don't want to do that. But, like, did you know? And if you do know, you know, and you want to do something about it, here's a venue for you.
Well, what you guys are doing, which is tremendous, and what we're doing, is it helps create a sense of community.
Right.
Because these people in Kewaunee, I talked about earlier, Kewaunee, Algoma, Lexburg, Casco, they lost that sense of community. Where could they go to find out what's going on in the area? Because the Green Bay TV stations do a tremendous job, but they're spread thin. They're they're covering Green Bay, Appleton, Needham, and Ashland, the Lakeshore.
And it's 30% commercials.
Well,
would you get off the commercial things as we go talk to sponsors? That's where the money comes from, Jim.
Okay,
I thought earlier today you said you're a capitalist.
I am. But
remember that?
You're right. But okay,
wow.
You're right. All right, I'll get off that. I just appreciate what you're doing. No, I really, Mike, and people, how do they subscribe? I mean, I think a lot of people know who you are, but how can someone get your paper and online and obviously the hard copy?
Yeah, it's $59 a year. You get your paper direct mailed to you every Friday in your mailbox. Again, daily online. And they can subscribe by going to our website, which is gopresstimes.com, or they can pick up a paper every week. We're at Quick Trips and festivals throughout Brown County, and you can call a phone number there to our office to get a subscription.
Okay. All right, Mike, we got to give out some trivia tickets.
Well, we're going to do that in our next segment.
Well, don't you want to give Mike?
Give him a chance to do it.
Give
him
a chance to ask
okay.
a question.
All right.
So you
All
gave
right.
us okay. a lot of great. No. Let him ask his own question. You asked.
Wait, he's going to ask his own question and win the tickets?
He's going to. No. He's going to ask. He just gave us a lot of information in the last half hour about the press times. Do you have a question that maybe you could ask that's a trivia question, like how many subscribers or. That's not, we don't want to do that?
No.
Okay, then give Johnny, give him, let him ask a question.
Would you like to win tickets?
No.
What?
Let him read the question.
Can't read my writing.
Yeah, you read it.
I think we're just going to do that next segment.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow. He's been in the business for
4 days.
4 days. And he just wants to just take over. Just unbelievable. I could just see.
That's a strength and John, a weakness.
If you hire him, you're like, here's what we're putting on the front page. Let me tell you what we're putting on the front page. Okay, here we go. Because when I was mayor, that's the way it's going to be, isn't it?
Buddy? I'm trying, John.
Quick question. Best journalism type movie of all time?
Probably. I just watched it recently. And when I watched it, I sent an email out to all of our editorial staff. We got to watch this in the office. It's called The Paper.
The Paper?
The Paper.
Okay. Who's in that one?
That's Meryl Streep.
No, that's The Post.
Or The Post.
The
I'm
Post,
sorry, The
yes,
Post. Yeah,
yes.
About the Washington Post.
Yes,
yeah.
It's a phenomenal movie. Just tremendous. Like I said, when I was in college, all President's Men came out.
Yep.
So everybody wanted to be an investigative reporter. Then a whole bunch of really schlocky TV shows came out. And they didn't last at all. But they're all about, you know being
you know
an
what
investigative
I had,
reporter and everything like that. So
a little bit of a tie to this. You know what I have all my employees watch? That all the Queen's horses that corrupt little community down in Quincy, Illinois. Remember that?
Okay. Yep.
And that's because they weren't covered by the local press.
There you
and
go.
They got and
we
you guys
go.
Are
we
saving
go.
Us.
We gotta go.
Right.
Mike Hollihan, Press Times, thank you
Keep
so
up
much.
The good
this
work.
Has been enlightening. We're gonna set a break. Back
Thanks
up.
For having me.
Gingras Thompson & Wachs has a track record of making life-changing, positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs, 855-954-1186.
Calling to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Woo-hoo!
Starting at 6 a.m., the Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Here's your updated forecast. Daytime highs approaching 86 today under partly cloudy skies, westerly winds, 8 to 15 miles an hour. 64 tonight, partly cloudy skies, a blend of clouds and sun. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 83. Upper 70s, Sunday turning warmer on Monday with highs in the mid-80s. Once again, highs reach 86 today, lows level off around 64 tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 68.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 AM, the Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show.
On WGBW.
Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor. Here on WGBW on a beautiful Friday morning. Mike Hollihan from the Press Times joining us. I could talk old school journalism all day. I was such a huge, I wanted so badly to be a sports writer. Or actually, my goal was to write for Sports Illustrated. That was my dream.
That's cool.
I never had a dream about being a sportscaster, like a TV sportscaster.
That's awesome.
I didn't think I had the look.
Well, no, we know that, buddy. Yeah. What I liked about Mike is I worry about losing the newspaper. Not a little bit selfish, but that's great how committed he is to this community, and he has plans for expansion. He shared a little bit with us in studio, but talk to us a little bit off studio, outside what he's going to be doing.
I never did have that TV look.
No, John.
Never did have
it. No, and it ain't going to happen either.
Not aim. Well, you never know. I might hit it.
We know.
I might still peek.
We know, John. All right. Okay, let's
All right, we're
hey,
doing
we
trivia.
Got some gifts.
I know.
To things, and we've been talking and
Could I?
Give out the number first.
Okay.
Give out the number.
920-264-0606. We need a contestant to win two tickets, VIP tickets, to Fire on the Fox.
Right, which is down at Light Park on July 4th. Fireworks start at 9:30, 9:45, but you get down there early. There's music. This is just the whole event starts at 3 o'clock. Come walk around, but then you'll have you'll have reserved seating down at Light Park. So
Park where you held your first kids' day?
Yes.
I think I was there that day.
You
remember?
Were.
You were a
great, great partner when I was mayor. You were just on so many different things. And there were a lot of good people. You know who else was? And we'll talk about Nick Barnett.
Oh, yeah. Nick was great.
He was.
I did a radio show with Nick.
He was great. I don't know what he's doing.
Him.
He was great. But anyway, we're on Fridays, what we'd like to try doing, and again, we're learning as we go along here, but kind of a week in review. And we had some great guests on. So, Johnny, you picked the questions.
Yes.
I know we went through them last night.
Yes.
What do you want to do?
I'm doing the questions.
What question?
Well, 920-264-0606. Looking for a contestant to win two VIP tickets to the Fox. Fire on the Fox.
Right.
The Fox Fire. What's it?
It's Fire Over the
Fire
Fox.
Fire Over the Fox.
Because it's the Fox River.
Okay.
And that's why, Carly next week is going to cue up this Proud Mary, because that would be a good bed song, as you put it, for us.
Yeah, you've wanted that one.
I have. I asked him that, but he's working on it. So someone can give us...
I loved Ike and Tina Turner.
Yeah, I know.
I've always been a Tina Turner fan.
Okay.
But I really liked when they were together, okay. Ike.
All right.
Have you ever seen her do that live?
I've never seen
that.
No,
it's unbelievable. She had so much energy when she was like 75 years old.
You saw her live?
No. But you can watch it on YouTube.
Oh, no.
It's really great. Yeah,
I've seen that.
It's unbelievable.
All right, what's the question?
All right, let's get the guest first. Hey, good morning. Hi, who's this?
Todd.
Todd, how you doing?
Excellent. How are you, boys?
Good.
We're good, Todd.
Good to have you on, Todd. Todd, are you ready to win a couple of tickets?
I'm going to try.
Here we go. All right, well, here we go, Todd. I'm gonna give you multiple chances.
If we give three tries, we're gonna get to one try. But right now, because of our first caller, we gave him one try, then a mulligan, then three tries. So you're gonna get three tries. No pressure.
It's Mino and the Mayor and a mulligan on a Friday.
There you go.
Here we go. Okay. Here we go. So we had the Port Authority director on the other day, and he talked about one ship full of cargo is equivalent to how many trucks coming into Green Bay of cargo.
Oh, man, I think you said 1,000.
Yes! You're
right.
Very nice.
You're right.
Very nice.
Isn't that amazing? I think a lot of people are guessing like 100. I even talked to my neighbor last night, and I said, hey, doing some questions.
And give me one more.
Okay, I'm good. Hang on.
Well, you're getting two tickets. We're going to keep at two tickets.
No, we're going to give him two more if he gets this one right.
Oh, wow. Okay, cool, Todd.
Well, you got eight.
I hope so.
Todd, could you use four tickets?
Yeah, I'll take four.
Okay, here we go. Todd, what would be my favorite job based on a TV show from the late 70s, early 80s if I didn't do what I do, which is basically BSing for a living?
Right. Mm-hmm. Annoying your co-host.
Absolutely.
Okay, what would Johnny do?
TV character would I like to emulate?
Oh, man. I might have missed this segment.
Well, I'll tell you.
What would you just wait? Let Todd guess anyway. So you look at the shows from the 70s.
Wow.
Gilligan's Island.
That was 60s.
Was it?
Yeah.
You know, I tried to get him. Anyway, I'll tell you that story later.
Captain of a ship.
You're close.
You're getting close.
But think about.
Longshoreman.
No.
Yes, but no.
No, Todd, think about John. I don't know if you know him. His personality. He drinks a lot. What job do you think he would want on the ship?
What an accusation.
Johnny.
Although, from one of the stories I told today, I might not be good at it because I could give people infectious diseases.
Man, I don't know. I've been a loyal listener for a long time, but you got me here.
Bartender. Isaac the bartender from the Love Boat.
Well, that's where I was going if you would have let me finish.
Okay, he was... All right.
Why didn't you let him finish, Joe?
All right, you're right. I'm sorry, Todd. Right. I interrupted.
One more.
Okay, go ahead.
One more.
All right.
Okay. What is Coach Sonny's favorite pizza in the Green Bay area? Where's his favorite pizza place?
Coach Sonny
was the UWGB basketball coach. His favorite restaurant was the Iron Duck. Mm-hmm. Was that what it was on Valp?
No, and then he Gallagher's.
You're right.
All
right.
There we go.
There you got your four tickets.
Outstanding.
So stay on the line, Todd. Carly's going to help you out and get your information because there's not paper tickets anymore. They're email tickets. So we'll get those to you. And thank you for listening. And as we said to our previous caller, any suggestions for us, just email those in because, you know, we want to make sure that we deliver good content, entertaining, but a little bit educational because we are the talk of Green Bay.
Todd, I got to say this. Who made you a winner?
I know the mayor.
There we go. Thanks, Todd. Hang on, buddy. Enjoy the show at Friday at the Fox.
I love the show, guys. All right, love what you're doing.
Oh, thanks, appreciate Todd. Thank you, Todd. Really appreciate that very much. There you go. Very nice. Okay. Pardon? Hang on. We're running low on time. I don't think we'll be able to give any more away today. Okay. So we'll do some Monday because we've got some other great, great gift certificates to go away.
We do. And some restaurants.
Some restaurant stuff like $25 gift certificates. And I used to give away like tacos.
Quite honestly.
We got big time gifts here.
We could give away Fridays Over the Fox tickets on Monday, couldn't we?
Why not? Because it's for Tuesday, right?
Right.
Yeah.
All right, so we can do
that. Actually, what's the fire in the Fox? You said Friday in the Fox.
Oh, Fridays on the Fox is tonight.
Yes.
Fridays on the Fox is tonight. We got some great entertainment on the city deck.
Right?
Well, these are the fireworks that we're talking about. Yeah, we will do that on Tuesday. And then we're going to spend a little bit of time on Independence Day. And we have some great guests coming in next week that we want you to listen to. Obviously, we want to get the sheriff on board.
You're not reading the entire Declaration of Independence.
Well, I don't
know.
And
you're not dressing up in that one costume you used to do at some place.
Heritage Hill, man. Thomas Jefferson. I'd get up there. I'd read that thing. And just that is one of the greatest documents in world history.
Mm-hmm.
Our independence from that squish King George. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're taxing us. They're telling us what to do. And we're like, look, we are done with you clowns. Mm-hmm. And we ain't wearing those stinking badges.
Although, ironically... Your family possibly fought against the Patriots. Think about that.
I'm part Pole. Oh, no, we're closer with the Germans.
The Germans.
I know. That's true. Mm. But, you know, the French, you know, they came around.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
Marcus.
We're going to talk a little bit about that. And we're going to talk about our grievances, and we're going to talk about how, you know, these guys, 21 years old. Now, granted, some of them been a little bit older, but do you think Ben Franklin said, he didn't really do that much. I mean, he got a lot of credit for that.
I heard he really got around, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Do you think he said, look, I'm going to, if I pull this thing off, I could be.
He was the first person to say, chicks dig guys in barbershop quartets. Did you know that? Ben Franklin, he invented a lot of things.
He said, look, I'm going to get my picture
on
the
scene. We're out of time. Thanks, everybody. Mind on the Mayor back on Monday.
Yep. Summer has finally arrived in Wisconsin, and it's time to make your brand shine. Become a weather sponsor in the month of June and take advantage of a very special offer. Buy one weather sponsorship for just $75 and get a second sponsorship free. Yup, BOGO. That's 20 ads per day for 2 days every hour. This weather sponsorship buy one, get one offer absolutely ends on June 30th. Call now, 608-949-8989. 608-949-8989. It's BOGO. 608-949-8989. This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Woo-hoo! Starting at 6 AM, The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.